It's Tuesday, June 21st, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, the Fulani Muslims attacked two churches in Kaduna State in northern Nigeria, reports International Christian Concern. Three Catholic parishioners were killed, and about 30 members of the Maranatha Baptist Church were kidnapped. Nigeria is the seventh worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. In other persecution news, Islamic radicals are claiming responsibility for attacking Christian villages in Mozambique. The attacks occurred during the last week in May, in which 8 people died, 4 of whom were Christians. Mozambique is the 41st worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. The Centers for Disease Control has released U.S. provisional death rates for 2021 at 3.46 million. Related to COVID, the death rate for the vaccinated in 2021 exceeded the death rate for the unvaccinated in 2020 by 80,000 deaths. The CDC's vaccine tracker records indicate that 90% of the U.S. population over 18 years of age has received at least one shot. 1 Samuel 2, verses 6 and 7 reminds us that the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. Cryptocurrency has not yet pulled out of its nosedive, dipping into the 17,000s over the weekend, reports CNBC. That's about a 75% loss in value since November 2021. The average for a 30-year mortgage interest rate has burgeoned to 6%. The median-priced house in the U.S. has increased from $289,000 to $430,000 between January 2020 and June 2022. That means average house payments, including insurance and taxation, will have over doubled over that period of time, based on increased interest rates and inflation. The cost has soared from $1,435 to $3,112. Now, that mortgage payment would equate to almost 50% of the median household income for Americans, which is estimated at $75,500. Housing prices would have to drop by 40% for Americans to be able to afford a reasonable payment that would consume just 30% of their household income. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Survey records the percentage of firms expecting the economy to improve. The percentage dropped below 20%. Yesterday, that number plunged to the lowest reading ever. Homeschooling is alive and well and growing in America. The Christian Home Educators of Colorado Conference attracted a record blowout crowd last weekend of 5,440 registered attendees. That's an 84% increase from just 4 years ago. Stephen Craig, the Colorado Homeschooler Executive Director, told The Worldview that new homeschoolers are pulling away from the misguided progressive agenda and looking for Christian values in education.
There are many factors that are causing families to take another look at homeschooling right now. Obviously, COVID, mask mandates were a huge one over 2020 and 21. But added to that, just increasing number of social worldview pressures that families are experiencing, that their children are experiencing, with critical race theory, social justice, LGBTQ stuff, and more. It just seems like those pressures continue to mount, causing families, especially Christian families, to look for a better way to provide an education to their children that will align with their family's worldview.
Deuteronomy 6, verse 7 instructs parents, "These words which I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." In its first weekend, the homosexualized animated Disney film for children, Lightyear, took in $86 million in the box office worldwide. The film is part of the Toy Story franchise, a film series usually recommended for children 5 years old and up. The Christian Movie Review by Movie Guide gave it a negative 4 rating, concluding that, quote, the movie's whole story seems to be a politically correct validation of LGBT ideology, including an attack on masculinity and the traditional nuclear family, end quote. And Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com noted that the film, quote, fully embraces a perspective in direct conflict with what Scripture teaches about the purpose and place of sexuality in marriage between a man and a woman, end quote. No wonder the American Family Association urges Christian parents to boycott Lightyear. The Internet Movie Database gave the film a fairly low rating of 5.2 compared to Toy Story 4's 7.7 and Toy Story 3's 8.3. A Japanese district court in Osaka has ruled that a ban on homosexual faux marriage is still within constitutional allowances, reports Time magazine. This comes at a time when the city of Tokyo has allowed for certain, quote, partnerships for same-sex couples, end quote. The court indicated that the matter should be debated in the legislature. Also, Voice of America reports that, quote, more than 200 municipalities across Japan, or 12% of the total, have begun issuing non-legally binding partnership certificates to same-sex couples since Tokyo's Shibuya district became the first to do so in 2015, end quote. Meanwhile, Taiwan legalized faux homosexual marriage back in 2019, the only Asian nation to do so to date. The world is waiting for the imminent release of the U.S. Supreme Court decision on the Dobbs case and the future of Roe v. Wade. The High Court decision could come today or Thursday. Threats of violence against the conservative justices on the court have increased. President Joe Biden signed a bill late last week providing 24-hour security for the families of the Supremes. And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, six Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate yesterday. Our thanks to Mary in Aloha, Oregon, Nanette in Duck Creek Village, Utah, and Sandy in Janesville, Iowa, each of whom gave $100. And we praise God for Eric in Warren, Minnesota, who gave $200, Trevor in Nikiski, Alaska, who gave $300, and Lysandra in Baltimore, Maryland, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. Those six new gifts total $1,100. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $47,738.37. That means we need to raise $9,261.63 toward our $57,000 goal by this Friday, June 24th. We still need to find four Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, four people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and eight listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.